We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 this Monday, April 20th, 2026 at 1 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YorCal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a roll call for our meeting minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Jim Giles, Pit President.
Brian Flam, Board Member.
Nate Shipp, Board Member.
Ryan Campbell, Project Manager.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Thanks, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda, which has been posted and circulated. We do have a preliminary action item, which is to consider combining the board meeting for all five districts for efficiency purposes. As we've done in the past, do we have a motion to combine the meeting for all five pits?
I'll make a motion to combine all five pits.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
Oh. Brian beat me to it.
All right, thanks, Brian. And with a second, all in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to do our consent items. We're going to go ahead and combine the public comment and the public hearing together a little bit later. So the first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the Panorama Public Infrastructure District Board meeting held on March 16th, 2026. That was in your board packet, the set of those minutes. Are there any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Great, then let's have a motion to approve the March 16th, 2026 board meeting minutes.
This is Nate. I'll make a motion as so indicated.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to our second consent item. Shelby, do we have any payment applications or requisition requests since the last board meeting?
We did. Yeah, we had a couple requisitions, which really represents one kind of cost certification, of which the majority of that was a land reimbursement to the developer.
Okay, great. Well, the acquisition reimbursement agreement does require that we ratify and approve all payment applications. We try to do it in between board meetings or in quarterly board meetings. So unless there are any questions about the specific requisitions, we can entertain a motion to accept and approve all payment applications since the March 16th board meeting.
This land reimbursement is just for South Bench, right?
It's for, I think it might be both of them. The total and
both kind of towns. Yeah. Oh, okay. I have no questions.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications since the March 16th board meeting?
This is Nate. I so move.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to our public hearing and our public comment portion. We do need a motion to open this for public comment and questions.
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes. The public hearing and public comment portion of the meeting is now open. Specifically, if there are any members of the public here today, we can take comment on the amended tentative operating and capital budget, which was adopted on March 16th, or any other district business that any members of the public would like to talk about. So we can confirm that there are no members of the public attending in person at the offices of YourCal. Do not see any members of the public participating via the Zoom link today. Ben, we do welcome you. We hope you don't have anything to say, but if you do, go ahead. No,
Nope.
just joking, Ben.
Just keep
All right,
positive.
guys. We can close. We can entertain a motion to close the public comment and hearing of the board meeting.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move right into our action items. The first action item is to consider adoption of Resolution 2026-04. This is to a resolution adopting the amended final operating calendar budget for 2026. Shelby, I'll let you walk the board through it.
Okay. Board, just really quickly, we again reviewed this about a month ago. We did make some slight tweaks to this just to represent final pricing numbers. So the par amount of the bonds was that 11.1 million, which did not change from the prior version. But then just some kind of updates to the bond issue costs and then the transfers to the new debt service fund. Would you like me to run through this again quickly, or were there any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Shelby. Appreciate that. Do we have a motion approving the final amended 2026 budget for Panorama Public Infrastructure District, number
I'll
one?
make a motion to approve as stated.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move to our second action item is to consider adoption of Resolution 2026-05. Was that the right one? We'll do that. This is a resolution of the board adopting a finding of the estimated number of certificates of occupancy to be issued by Harriman City. The board did receive this resolution in its packet. The governing document does require that the district make this finding of estimated number of certificates. You may or may not recall, this was done when we issued the first set of bonds for the based on the tax bonds back in February 6, 2025. Bond Council has asked that we update and amend this estimate based on the new special assessment bonds that were issued. So the number that has been estimated is 1,371. Are there any questions from the board?
Nope, that sounds correct.
Great. Do we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-05 as so stated?
I'll make a motion to approve as stated.
Second?
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to go to our last action item, which is to consider accepting the Q1 financial statements for calendar year 2026. Shelby, we're going to turn the time over to you.
Thanks, Tom. So, board, I am going to put these up on the screen. Just walk through these pretty quickly with you. So, first quarter financial statements, total assets for the district, about 27.3 million. Of course, as you know, this was prior to the assessment bond issuance. Capital projects fund, there was about 19.3 million remaining in project funds, and then about 8 million in the debt service fund, which is all restricted to the 2025 property tax bonds. Then we had a receivable of about 3,400 in the general fund. Accounts payable were about 12,000, which brings total fund balances or equity to about 27.3 million. General fund budget to actual expenses through the first quarter, about 7,400, which I would say is, kind of as expected. That auditing cost will hit a little bit later on. I will note that we are working through field work with the auditor, so that's anticipated to be done and filed before the June 30 deadline. And then all amounts here are being funded by developer advances through the first quarter. Next page is the debt service fund again for the 2025 property tax bonds. Interest income of about 76,000 has been realized through first quarter. And then there was the scheduled payment on March 1st on those bonds of 532,000, which was covered through capitalized interest. Then lastly is the capital projects fund. Here, interest income totals about 197,000. We did have cost acceptances of just under 4 million, which were repaid, and then about another 300,000 in capital outlay costs and engineering costs. Again, about 19.3 million remaining available in the capital projects fund. Any questions on the financial statements, or would you like me to go into any further detail?
Nope, I've reviewed them.
Okay.
Thanks, Shelby. If there are no further questions from the board, do we have a motion accepting the Q1 2026 financial statements for the district?
I so move.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now moving to our administrative non-action items. We have not listed any specific non-action items unless the board wants to raise something at this time.
Do we need to do anything further with the pending lawsuit, Tom?
Nothing further at this point in time. We're monitoring the situation.
Okay.
And there we haven't seen any filing naming the district yet. Actually, Shannon, that's another thing that we can do today is run another litigation search on that. Okay, well, if there is no further business, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Fantastic. Motion passes unanimously, and the board meeting is adjourned. Have a great day, everybody.